Well, more than 50 years since man first set foot on the moon, a new space race is on as NASA prepares to put astronauts back on the lunar surface in 2027. Meantime, scientists have been looking at how to live, grow food and thrive beyond Earth. A new paper published today in the journal The New Phytologist proposes a roadmap for that research. Professor Matthew Gilliam is the director of the Australian Research Council Centre of Excellence in Plants for Space at the University of Adelaide. Matthew, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Sally.
This is really interesting. This is a whole other frontier of not only getting to these places in space, but being able to sustain ourselves. Why is it so important to pursue this?
Well, space is always really, because of the extreme constraints that we're under, produced innovations that inhabit our everyday lives, from camera phones to LEDs used in agriculture to Earth observation and monitoring of crops and navigation systems. So the kinds of work that we're doing in the Centre of Excellence in Plants for Space, but also the roadmap that we've really outlined now, will create technologies and innovations for both enabling humans to have a new frontier in space on the Moon and Mars in the future, but more importantly, inhabit our everyday lives to improve agricultural practice and biomanufacturing here on Earth.
So when astronauts are back on the Moon in 2027, if NASA reaches its targets, how different will that be in terms of sustainability compared to 50 years ago? Do they need to take absolutely everything with them, or is there an opportunity to grow and regenerate supplies, food, water and other things on the Moon?
Well, the Artemis 3 mission that's scheduled for 2027 will be a short duration stay. And yes, obviously, we wanted to take everything with us, and we will for the next few cycles of that. In fact, when we go to the Moon in 27, we'll be taking a plant growth box called the LEAF Project that we're involved with, actually, in Australia. So we'll be growing plants on the Moon for the first time and bringing them back to Earth for the first time.
What sort of plants are they, Matthew?
Okay, so that's a range of plants. We have some, basically our equivalent of a lab rat model Arabidopsis. It's related to canola, a crop that we grow commonly here in Australia. But then we've got a couple of other plants. One of them is the Lemna wolfia species that float on the surfaces of water, and they produce very rapidly. Every couple of days, they produce they double in size, and they've got 40% protein, so very high protein. And we think that is actually a crop for the future here on Earth. And we'll be finding for the first time what space does to those conditions, so it can also be used in the future for a crop to sustain life in space.
How applicable is this work on the Moon to what we're doing on Earth?
Well, some of the key technologies that we need when we think about producing remote from Earth, so not then taking everything with us, are the kinds of technologies that will help us improve sustainability here on Earth. So one example might be local biomanufacturing. So picture yourself on Mars, you have 9 months to wait for resupply. Mm. Someone gets sick, you need a medicine produced. We can do that in plant material within hours, within days. Now, if you can translate that technology on Earth, then you have a local biomanufacturing industry that can produce high-value products, be that medicines, materials, locally, anywhere on Earth. So that helps with supply, that helps with cost.
Matthew, last week we were covering the story of some moss that had survived for 9 months in space outside the International Space Station. Has that been encouraging for scientists who are looking into this area?
Yeah, so that work's been following that for the last few years, and it's remarkable, moss's survival capabilities. And moss is actually one plant that we're using to make medicines. So, yeah, that is a boost. But what needs to happen now is we need to analyze the impact of radiation on that plant and the mutations that it might make so we can use it going forward.
Matthew, just very briefly before we finish up, I must kind of ask you the X-Files question, and that is, if we can grow things in space, can other creatures grow things in space as well?
Oh, well, you might have to ask them. I'm not sure. I know the answer to that. But, yeah, I think if we can grow in space, we can grow anywhere on Earth, including remote communities in Australia, and that's going to be a great boost for us in boosting nutrition for everyone on the planet.
It's a remarkable frontier. Professor Matthew Gilliam, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Matthew Gilliam is the director of the ARC Centre of Excellence in Plants for Space at the University of Adelaide.